I graduated in the class of 71. So, you know, growing up 60s and 70s, we didn't have no schools in Bowie, period, in the old section of Bowie. Once Leavitt built Bel Air, that's when they built the junior high schools and the senior high. But during the earlier times, we were bused from old Bowie all the way to Lanham and further up to Falmouth Heights, up in Sea Pleasant, because we didn't have no elementary school or junior high schools around old Bowie at the time.
Right. And what was it like going to that new school?
Oh, it was all right. I mean, like I say, from elementary school, I was up in the Lanham area in elementary school. Then they built the junior highs and the senior highs in New Bowie, which were predominantly white schools. And, you know, a lot of blacks from old Bowie started going there. And we had no problems. It wasn't, you know, wasn't really no interracial problems during that time. And it was a lot of fun. We learned a lot more by going to interracial schools, you know, than we did predominantly black, because we had more, more equipment. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. More opportunities. That's the way I look at it anyhow. We used to have a lot of house parties in old Bowie. By not being a place where it was a lot of entertainment. Like I said, that's, if you can remember the old Capitol Center days. You know what I mean? The old Capitol Center, where the boulevard is now. It used to be the Capitol Center. Now we used to venture out from old Bowie to the Capitol Center and watch a lot of shows. But as far as going to the district, you know, it was hard for country kids to deal with the district kids, because the district, we used to call them crazy because they was wild in the district. Now, as I grew up, I used to go over to the harbor a lot. You know, okay. Me and my girl used to go over to the harbor, just walk around, have
Baltimore
a nice
harbor?
Time. Yeah, Baltimore okay. Harbor. We used to go down to Lexington Market, you know, places like that. We used to go to Drew Hill Park, okay, and listen to Drew Hill. You know, when they first started. You know, places like that, enjoy myself, you know. Yeah, I used to be trying to, like, lay back. I didn't like a big crowd until I got into that wild stuff as far as motorcycles. Now I'm going to motorcycle clubs, you know, car clubs, where, you know, the majority of them want to fight, act stupid. Then I got into that kind of wild stuff. Well, it's like anything else. You can tell kids, you know, nowadays kids, teenagers, I be looking at them, I be saying, man, and if you notice, a lot of them are dying young. And they got the opportunity. I mean, I had the opportunity too, but now the opportunity is so much almost given to them, and they don't take heed. So I tell my kids, which are, like I said, two girls, you don't have problems with girls too much, you know what I mean? But my son, he's a little low-key, but I tell him, you know, just go to school. But I just tell kids nowadays, if I have an opportunity to talk to kids, man, take heed in the education that's offered to you and stay out of them streets, man. You know, because it's a lot of crazy stuff going on in the streets, and you can get hurt easily, and it don't have to be pertaining to you. You know what I mean? Stray bullets in the wrong place at the wrong time, you know. That's the only thing I can tell young kids. But you can't tell them. The average one out there now, they got to learn on their own. And that's the wrong way to do it, but that's how they, you know. First thing they tell you, oh, old man, you don't know what you're talking about. You know what I mean? That's the first thing they tell you. And then they'll tell you it ain't like that nowadays. You know what I mean? But it's no different. It's going around in a cycle. It's just happening different ways. That's all. The rap and the same beat, it's no meaning to me by being, I guess to say, an older generation. I just don't understand it. It seems like it's telling the young kids to do wrong. You know, the young kids look at all that glitter and gold on TV about selling drugs and hanging on the street corner or, you know, messing with the women, the bad names that they call the women nowadays, you know, and they think that's cool. But, you know, they don't realize that it's just a performance, you know what I mean? A lot of them rappers and stuff, they don't really experience all that. Some of them do. Some of them come from them hard neighborhoods. But they just, the youngins, just try to follow behind them. And it's not like that in the streets. You know what I mean? You go out there and try to do some of the things that the rappers rap about, and you wind up getting killed. You know what I mean?